We're going to address the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Aleph from Beis Lamed Aleph. I understood from several people this morning that is today's Daf. So the Psukim, of course, we're familiar with. Dabrel Bnei Yisrael V'yamartu Aleihem Isho Isho Ki Yafli Lindor Neder Nozir Lahazil Hashem. So the Mishnah writes over here on Daf Lamed Aleph from Beis. It's actually found on your Mar Mekomos on page number 1. Misha Nodar bin Nazir. So a person takes upon himself to become a Nazir. Bin Nishal Achacham. Then he Shoel Achacham to be Matir the Nazirus. The Osro. So perhaps we'll first see how the Mefarish explains this. But the Mishnah indicates, Moneh, he counts the Naziris Mishoshe Nodar. From the time he took the Neder, that's when he counts the Naziris. We'll see Taisus on Daf Lamed Aleph explains it, but the Rashi, Mefarish, says the following, Misha Nodar ben Nazir, V'nizka Shetor ben Nazirusso. He made a mistake. V'hizchili hizcharit bo. So now he recants, he changes his mind. So since obviously he made a mistake and he has chavata, so now he can go ahead and do as he wishes. And what happened? Unlike his thinking, they contend that the neder was a proper neder and it's chal. So the Mishnah goes on to say, Nishal chacham V'itiro, and this again, I'm just referring to the previous Rashi, that what is he supposed to do? Mona Nazirusa Mishosh Nodar, Klomar, I'm on Lamed Aleph of Beis, page number 1 here. Klomar, also Yom Shazilza Ben Nazirusa, those days that he drank wine was Nitba Lamesim, because he thought he was not a Nazir, but when he went to ask, they clearly disagreed with his assumption. And it was a real neder of the zeros. So those days that he was mezalzel, all of the minyan shalshim, in bosom shenishtayru lo mishasru, vein tzorach limnos isa b'minyan hayom shazilzel b'nirusso, elo odnu lo l'hashamas ha'nziros. That's how Rashi understands the Mishnah that says, mona mishosh enoda. But if you look in the Tosis, and daf lamed aleph lamed aleph, and that Tosis is found, I don't think I Xeroxed that Tosis, I'm sorry, I didn't... No, but it's in the Gemara, here in Nazir, Alamed Aleph. Taisus here says the following. I just read Taisus slowly, so those who don't have it can hear. Mishan Aman Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph, the second Taisus. He also explains this Mishnah. So, Mishan Nada bin Nazir, Minisha Lechacha, Maidim Mishosh, Nada Pirish, Mishan Nada bin Nazir, Ve'ova Mishasa Yai bin Zirusa. So, he drank wine. He took upon himself the neder and the zeros. He drank wine. V'nishal ha'chachamim la'atilo nidro. He's looking for a heter to undo the zeros. Afilu le'beshamai. The amina ein shelo be'egdish ve'ein shelo be'nezeros. Ki amina perak areni nozim en agrogros. Afilachi le'beshamai tzorach she'yikabal ha'nezeros b'lashen tov. V'choshev shavoy le'kabal ha'nezeros. The zeros has to be formulated properly in a language which is clear. That's referring to Naziris. Avol, yesh l'shonos harbe, okinuyim, l'abi kabbalah. There are usages of language that would be inappropriate, that would not fit the concept of Naziris. Afilu b'shamim odim, shem kiva b'loshin goruad, l'abi neder. If I would use such a language, it would not be chal. V'ashtan nishal achochom. So now, what is he asking? He's asking, the language that I use, was it appropriate? Was it matim to be a Nazir or not? That it was considered to be a proper language of Nazirus, and therefore by virtue of his drinking and being nitbal the basin, he violates the tenet of Nazirus. So what's the din? That we're talking about she'ovar on these tenets of the zeros, and we don't impose a knas. Yimlokim shita the mother mishosh another pasha the matzis and mashal the tani mother mishosh another layam shavuvaim all the men ziruso. We should say with the tani vitiru tani reishav also. We have b'shem lo also. Kolum l'shavu lo shavu lashen tov kilo the zero. So where the Tosfos learn similar to Rashi, except he's much more marich, namely that here we have considered to be a proper lashon of the zeros. So now the Gemara on this asks the following kasha. The Gemara asks over here, after the Mishnah actually just went on to present another couple of venues and also dialogue between Bisham and Beis Hillel in terms of the connection between this and Hedish Betos. But the Gemara asked the kasha, and the Gemara said the following. Let's take a look at the Gemara over here on top of the Daf on the base of the Aleph. That I did Xerox for you. So you have it here on page number 2. Mani Masisin L'Rab Yosef V'Abonim. Misha doesn't seem to be in accordance with either of these two positions. The Tanya, Misha Nadav Abraham Nezirus, means he was over on the Chelek of the Nezirus. Part of the days in the Nezirus he violated. Ein Yiskokin Lo, Elim Kein, Moni Bam Yisr, Ki Yomim Shenagu Bam Heter. So apparently he has to go ahead. That's what, this is a Tesis now on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, who, I don't know if there's so much here that Tesis actually, take a look in the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Do you have that? 1 second, did I do that? No, I did not. I apologize for that too. Wow, should have done everything. Tesis on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the Tanya, the bottom right hand corner. The Tanya Mishavah on the Zirusa, could go and keep it on the Zirus Meir Yom. Means he didn't violate the entire tkufa, but rather part of it. So we're talking about the violation is in a period of 60 days. The zeros is 100 days. Ubala havi karbonosa, enis kakala havi karbonos the zerusa, elim ken mona isurin klomar, shishim yom. He has to take into account that he violated those 60 days. And the other days were obviously, he acted appropriately. He said, no, 30 days is enough that you go ahead and compensate for that which you did. And the text goes on to say, Pirshri, you don't undo the entire, you only gate the entire Nazirus. Rak lamed yom. Shoshim yom yad leminyan nezirus al b'shashasu mem yayin. Huadim in nezirus muetes rab yosi. He gives you another hechatimtzah imnada lamin b'shashasu v'kulon yayin. Let's say the nether was 30 days, but the entire time I'm drinking wine. Then yister hakol v'imshashu shnei yom yayin sar shim yom macherim v'lo shdias yayin. Okay, so now back in the Gemara, just to go on Daf Lamed Beis, and without that I think you have here, yes, on page number 2, the Gemara is tekashem, imani masison, Lo Rab Yosi Rabbanon, the Tanya, Misha Nadar, V'Aval Nezirusso, Ein Yiskokolo, Elim Kein Monobem, Yisro Ki Yomim Shenogobem Heter. So he has to provide this compensatory kind of factor. He has to be Mashlim, the Yomim, Shezilzel B'Nezirusso. Rab Yosi Yomim Dayo Shoshim Yom, what we just mentioned. The Knas is only for a period of 30 days. So the Gemara says, Yir Rabbanon, Kasha Nezirus Muetis. Rabbi Yossi, Kasha Nezirus Meruba. Again, Tosfos discusses this, but you can see actually even in the Mefarish over here. Okay, read the Mefarish just on the spot since you have that in front of you. So let's read the Mefarish. So first he says, Elim Kein Nog Mem Yisuk Yom Shinog Mem Hetesh Yom Kibon Nezirus Ostam Vosu Mem Betar Asar Yomim V'nidol Omeisim V'shos Yayin Asar Yom Macherim V'achag Nishal Ochochim Yom She Osin Yime Yisru Olam Lom En Aminyan Elo Osu Olam Chof Yomim Betar. He has to compensate for the 10 days that he did not agree, did not comply with the Nezirus. So he does another 20 days. So Rabbi Yossi Omer died Shloshim Yom. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Mani Masisa, who is the Mishnah like? Yir Abonon, Kashi Nezirus Muetes. The Ilu Masisa Tznan, Sheimei Yisr, Ol Lom and Aminyim. They're included. Loha Tanin and Delo. Here it says, it's not included, you have to compensate. V'ayid Yikom and Nezirus Muetes, Lav Davka. The term Muetes and Merubah, is not to be taken literally. Do I deny Nazir's Ruba? I did Lamasa the Mifrim Rab Yossi, Elam Nazir's Ruba, and Dokinam the Gabon, Nazir's Ruetta. Next Rashi, next Mephar. She Rab Yossi, Kash Nazir's Ruba, Dilmasi Sintana, Nafil Kibla Nazir's Ruba Shome, Yom Bossa, Mevasar Batara, Vasar Bisa, Racha, Nishal, Sark Lashalla, Mevi Ilu, Rab Yossi, Omer, Dialam Yom. So Gemara has to Kash in another direction. So the Gemara answers, Gemara has actually two answers. One is Yubai Seymar, Rab Yossi. The Mishnah is going to Rav Yosi. Ibai Seim Rabbanan. Ibai Seim Rav Yosi. Kam Nazir's Meruba. One is talking about Nazir's Meruba, and one is talking about Nazir's Meretz. Ibai Seim Rabbanan. Lo Tei Mishar She Nazar Elaima Kim Mishar She Nazar. Again, I'll get to that in a moment. But what I'm interested is simply is a Rambam. Now take a look at the Rambam. And he quotes this halacha that you have in front of you in Perek Dalid Halacha Yud Gimel, page number 4. So the Rambam Paskin is the following. He says, I'm reading Halacha Gimel. Misha Nodar Benazir Bedima Sheinu Neder. From his standpoint, he thought the Neder was not a proper formulation, not Chal. Vayanoi Heter Benidra B'shasa Yayin. Ulachas Man Shalach Chacham. He's essentially just explaining the Mishnah. And then he asked the Chacham, what was my status in terms of this Neder of the Zerus, v'horohu shehu neder. The Chacham said, yeah, you actually formulated it properly. V'shu chai ben Zerus. Harei zemone misho shenodar. So then he's supposed to count the way, again, the neder was expressed. And then the Rambam ends by saying, u'midirei sofrim she'inag isur kiyomim shenog mem heter. Midirei sofrim, question why he uses that lashon, okay, that's a famous discussion all over the Rambam.
You were so amazing when he did the drinking.
No, he says that the min haTorah, the neder, again, is a complete, authentic neder. There's no implication whatsoever. But the Rabbonim, the Rebbe Sofrim, he has to be no Iser, compensating for the days that he was no Heter. He thought there was no neder, but the Kedama continues. Halach Yudal. Ketzan, let's take a look at the...
In the Rambam, he was shogging, right? Vedima sheno neder.
Yeah, yeah. He thought, from his perspective,
but the Gemara did not seem like that.
No, the Gemara doesn't say, but the truth is, the way Rashi... But both the Mefarish and the Tesis, Kemat Ol Rishonim understood that he's under the impression, he's under an erroneous impression, that his neder was not chal, but he's not correct. He checks with the Chacham, who indicate that the Lashon is a proper Lashon, and the Zeros, and therefore the neder is chal. Now, look at Yudal, the Ram gives you now the practical example. Ketzat. Hareisha nodar shalshim yom, v'noag heter benidro asar yomim, v'noag isur esrim yom, ulacha shalshim, shal chacham v'osalo. Hareisha mone asar yomim yom sheshal, k'neged asar yomim shenag b'em heter. Not really saying anything v'chudosh, he has to compensate for those 10 days. But then the Rambam adds, v'imshosa o gileach, o nitma b'asar yom melu, makin asal makas magus. Again, that fits with the Midirei Sofrim, they spoke about the previous halacha, so he said, Rabbanon, we're talking about Makas Mardus. If you remember last week, we spoke about the distinction between Malkus and Makas Mardus. That's already a very famous topic in Rishonim. Well, the amazing element is that Malkus is very katsuv. Arboim Ba'ken Lo Yosef. And you can't go beyond that. And Makas Mardus, the Gemara says, Makanos Sacha Teitze Nafsha. So all Rishonim say the distinction is that even though it's the Abonon, it's Makas Mardus, but it's a Siog, kind of Gader. So it's a Gader, then you have many other halachas that are not relevant to Makas Min HaTorah, that's very precise and very stipulated and very katsu. Okay, then Ram goes halacha tesvav. He's Messiah. Bamed Ramurim, when do we say, he's quoting the end of the Gemara. Benazirus Muetes. Abo. Benazirus Meruba. Dayo Shenigo Shoshin Yom Benazirus. If it's Nazir's Meruba, whatever number of days it is, way beyond 30, then it's enough that you should have 30 days with Nazir's. Alba b'shoven on Nazir's Hamruba kol yoma, even though most of it was in violation of the terms of Nazir's. V'yiblo noag iser ba'atzmo, ein niskokin lo klal. What does this line mean? This last line, the Rambam, became the subject of enormous amount of controversy among the... Nosei Kelim of the Rambam. What does it mean when he says that the imlo noag yisur ba'atzmo ein niskokon lo klal? The Rabbi says ein niskokon lo klal. So the Rabbi on the spot says Pirush, In Bali Shal al Nidro, a Matirlo Nidro Klau. What in heaven's name does the rabbi want? First of all, is he cholik on the Rambam Kedarko, or is he adding to the Rambam? Very, very unclear what exactly the Hasaga of the rabbi is. But even the Rambam is not so clear. What does the Rambam mean when he says here, Im lo noag iser ba'atmo, ein niskokon lo klau? And the rabbi understood that to mean that if he comes to ask on the neder, then we're not matir the neder at all. So, in the case of Mishneh over here, after he quotes Hasagas HaRaavad, he says, Upashutu. Okay, I'm happy it's Pashut to the case of Mishneh. He seems to understand this as Pashut. Now, the case of Mishneh is also Dvarim Stumim, almost with complete, at least to my mind, incomprehensible. I mean, perhaps he means Pashut who Dibri HaRaavad, but still the question is, what is the Raavad in Mechadesh? So now take a look at the Radvaz. Now the Radvaz is slightly in the small print. It's in Halacha Tezvav. I sort of circled it. Correct. That's right. Lumps them all together. Ze gam kein tamua. Tamua ma'od. So the Radvaz, he attempts to understand the Kavan of the Raibid, and here's what he says. I'm reading his Lashon. The Lotema, don't think. The Hoshe Kasa HaRamim Ein Niskokin Lo, the Ram uses that language of Ein Niskokin, Hainu Shachocham Lo Yizdakik Lo Limtso Pesach L'Nidro. Means the Chocham does not have any recourse in terms of trying to find a Pesach for his Neder. That's what it means, Ein Niskokin Lo. You don't utilize the services of the Chacham to find a way to be matin neder. Continues the Radvaz. Avo, im hanoder pasach pesach la'atzmo, matirin lo.
What does that mean?
That means if he himself finds a pesach, which would be able to... One second. But if he himself finds a pesach, which in effect would be able to be invoked, then matirin lo. That's what we have thought. Kamash melon, de matir lo klal. That's what the Rabbit says. No, even if he himself was able to discover some sort of Pesach that would enable him, or enable the Chochot, matir neder, the maskana is de matir lo klal. Now, the truth is that I want to be medayik, if you don't mind, in the Lashon HaRambam and Lashon HaRaavad. I think that the language of the Rabbit would lend itself to the what the Radvaz is suggesting, because the Rambam writes at the end of Halacha Tezvav, Ein Niskogon Lo Klal. What does the Rabbi say? Ein Matirin Lo Nidro Klal. Would you not agree there's a distinction between the two types of language? And the Radvaz is Medayik, Bedas HaRaavad, not only Ein Niskogon Bezdin, La Noder Limtzolo Pesach. That's what it means when the Rambam uses the Lashon Ein Niskogon. Not only do we not have recourse to Bezin to try to find a Pesach for the Neder, but rather, even if the Noder himself finds a Pesach, and somehow you ask Rabbi Muniz, but even if he's Poseach Pesach La'atzmo, Ein Bezin Matirin Lo. That's what the Rabbi means when he said, Ein Matirin Lo Nidro Klal. Something along those lines. So, the problem is that if you look in the carefully in Lashon HaRambam, does everyone hear what the Radvaz suggests, and also what I believe is also embedded lichora in the Lashon HaRambam, Lashon HaRaavad?
The Lashon
Klal. Correct. That's exactly what I'm medayik on. That he says, even though he has a Pesach, the Noder somehow finds some sort of a Pesach which he should be able to rely on, Bez is not Matilo, and that's what the Rabbi says, and Matilo Nidro Klal, exactly what Rav Nasano mentioned. So now, the Din of the Raavad is also found, the Lashon HaRambam and the Din of the Raavad, in the Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Chof, and the Gemara in Nozir on Daf Lamed Beis. That's really the Mokar for the Rambam. The Gemara there says, the Rambam says, Ein Niskokon Lo, the Rambam says, Ein Niskokon Lo Klal. So the Das HaRambam apparently happens to be that even if the Noder is Poseach Pesach La'atzmo, Ein Bezdin Matirin Lo Es Nidro, and that's where the Rambam made the word Klal. And that's what the Nasana Post pointed out correctly, that emerges from the words of the Raavad. The Raavad doesn't come to argue on the Rambam, nor does it come to add to the Rambam, but rather, Kimifarish. He's basically explaining the Shita of Rambam, even though Zelo Darko Shel HaRavid Basagosav. Anyone who knows the Ravid in the entire Mishnah Torah, I would say Ruba the Ruba, Rav Azman, 99% of the time, he is Masig on the Rambam, he's Cholik on the Rambam. But here perhaps one might suggest that he seems to be in sync with the Rambam. I actually... I saw someone actually who learns Daf Yomi much more seriously than I do. He showed me this morning at the Masikim Inyan a Tesis Yishonim. I don't have the Tesis Yishonim. You have, Rabbi Baum? A Tesis Yishonim, he said there's a... it was published, he told me it was published in London. An Englishman told us to me this morning that there's a Tesis Yishonim that apparently says explicitly that even though we say Ein Bezin Yiskokon Lo Achiinog Iser Ki Yom Shenog Bem Heter, he has to compensate for that which he did. However, if he comes to us to be Matir Neder, we could be Medaktik Bedover and be Matir his Neder. That's what it said, Tesis Yishonim. I don't have that access to that Tesis Yishonim. He showed it to me this morning. He had a Xeroxed copy of it. He said it was published in London. That's why, Rabbi Baum, I'm speaking to you. Okay, he's against the Radvaz. Mamish Punkfakert. Just the opposite of the Radvaz. Now, it could be that, by the way, on the bottom of the page here, of this Rambam, there's a Migdal Oz. Okay, I can't tell you what I heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik about Migdal Oz. I don't really know the... Rabbi Lichtenstein also once spoke about the same. You can't be Somech on him, but he's Nisha B'Sar Chiyan, and then he writes at the end, so he also poses the same question. What did the Ravid come to introduce? Okay, so now, as I said, the Mokar really for this halacha is a sugya in the Darim and Daf Chof. Now, why did I not Xerox that?
Page 3.
Yeah, thank you. I did that. What I did. So on page 3, there's a sugya in the Darim.
Is this
specific to this? I asked myself the same question. But in the Darim, Daf Chof, you have the same sugya in the second parak. So there the Gemara, take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says here, just read the good parts of the Mishnah and then read the Gemara. Nada v'cherem, the word, the cherem, you know, that's a pasuk in Chumash. Kol cherem asher yachram min ha'odom lo yipadim meisyuma. So Ramban there on the spot is trying to figure out what exactly the concept of cherem is. Well, we know what cherem is b'zmanenu, when everyone, every other person is being put in cherem. But nada v'cherem v'yamal onadati l'becham ha'shayam v'korban v'yamal onadati ala v'korban ha'shamalachim ha'v'yatz v'korban v'yamal onadati ala v'etzim she'enachti l'il yosno dibo. He goes further. More or less, the Mishnah is telling you that with reference to the Lashon of Cherem, the Lashon of Korban, or the Lashon that Be'etzem, Shehinachti Li. So we're trying to figure out what exactly it's referring to. It says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. Amri, they nisham lahem at the end of the Mishnah. Other tani nishalav onshim also umachmirin alehem. So I said, "Stira mineu ben." I'm not Yudachi tani. The kulan ain't tzvichim sheila. But men, I'm wearing betam chacham. Abi amar shebol yishoyel onshim also machmirin alam. Bishlam machmirim lo paschin lebecharata. You don't have a Pesach becharata. Ela onshim echidami kidetani. So he quotes our sugya. Misha nazar v'arav nizivuso en yiskakun lo. Since it says Ein Yiskokin, so Abezin who decides to have recourse to this fellow, so then they're not acting in the proper way. So we see that the Gemara actually over here cites the cites this sugya. And essentially, this din that we said now is actually quoted by Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Take a look on page number. This I also have Xeroxed in Yerideya. Page number five. Look at page number five. It's quoted halacha here in Shulchan Aruch. This very strange din. I'll read the whole. I'll read Beis and Gimel. Beis says, "Nada becherem yamal hanatati lebechem shoyam pirush reshet shetzadim b'adagim b'yam b'karbam yamal hanatati lebekabanas b'lochim." Obviously, it's not realistic. Means the tzai was, I won't eat meat or drink wine if I do a certain avera. And he was over. The Ramad just says, question, when do you apply this knas? And Gimel, the Mechaber said, Mavet Rahamurim, Shetzorach Lino Isik Yom Shalom Heter, Biyom Muatim. So this halacha of binog yisur ki yom shenogem meheter, and even the chilah between yom merubim yom muatim, is said bein binadarim bein binaziris. That's what you see from the mechaber. He applies it in both situations. The truth is that Tosis also in the darim discusses it, but this halacha, this din that lechura is a din d'rabbanan. The Rambam called him divrei sofrim. The Rambam said it's only a knas the Chazal imposed. And by Nedarim, it's Pashut, that if a person asks upon himself anything, so when the time of the Neder, when the time passes, certainly Midaraisa, it's Muta. But what we're saying is that it's also Midaraisa Sofim. There's some Knas, the Rabban, and the Chazal imposed on him. But by Nazirus, even though the Zman of Nazirus already passed, but since he has to be noag in Issa Naziris Kayomim Shenog Bem Heter, so then, Ein Niskokonlo, that's what the Brisa means. When it says Ein Niskokonlo, means we don't let him come and bring Karbonos, as far as the Nazir is concerned. This is the chilbit between the Dharma and Nazir. In the Dharma, it's over. And Nazir would have to go ahead and take care of the issue. So that's why, going back to the Rambam now in Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam is very difficult. The Rambam is Tamua. Look back in Halacha Yudalid. The Rambam says that if he's noag Heter, Benidro, Asara Yomim. So the Rambam says, what does he have to do now? He has to count 10 days after the Shloshim Yom. Kineged, the Asara, Shenog Bem Heter. And the Rambam is Messiah, and this is what you, Rabbi Baal, mentioned. Im Shosa, O Gileach, O Nitma, Basar Yomim Elu, Makin Asar Makas Madrus. This Rambam, Bechor, is a Pella. The Aloch is very clear that a Nazir, Kozman Shalohebi Korban Osav, what's the din? As long as he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of tiglachat, the halacha is he's considered to be a nazir the chol dvara. If you look at halacha yud beis, the previous we have it here as well. Look in yud beis, the halacha above on page number four. The Rambam quotes says the halacha nazir shashilmu yemei nazirusa below gilach tiglachat tara. He didn't do the giluach. He completes the nazirus. Hareza also the galeach v'lishdot yayin v'chol digduke nazirut olam. He still has all the dinim that are conferred upon him. Bim gilach, o shosa yayim, o nitma loke. So in effect, the Rambam says this very clearly, the halacha, that a nazir, calls machal hevi karbonosav, and was not the kind of mitzvah tiglachat, he's a nazir, the chol dvarav. So now how do you understand Yudalit? In Yudalit, the Rambam says, im shosa yayim, o gilach, basar yom ha'elu, magas or magas madras. Since the din is, that in this kokon lo klal, and Pashtus, the Lashon, ain't his kokon lo shum dovar, even if it's already over, you make Kabbalah as you so. What is going on over here? Not only that, take a look in Tesis here on Daf Lamed Gimel. What? The kasha is there's a stira in the Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam ends by saying, if he drank or he was megaleach or nitma during this 10-day period, makas or makas madas. How do you this square with the previous Rambam? That as long as the person doesn't bring karbanos of naziris and was not yet mekayim the mitzvah tiglachat, he's a nazir, the chol davar. That's what he writes here in Halacha Yud Beis. Nazir sheshil mimei nazirusa.
So it should be regular.
That's right, correct. What's makas madas? What's he talking about? And if you look in Tesis in Nazir, Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph, I don't know if you saw this Tesis, the Ramas of the Tanya. I think it's an Amid Aleph. No, it's an Amid Beis, sorry. The Tanya, that Tesis says, gives that example that I read earlier. Namely, what example does he give? He's been kabbal upon himself, Meir Yom. B'shasa yayin shishim yom. So now, 60 days he drinks. Ubala havi karbonosav. La'acha she'avru alav kol ha'mei ha'yomim. Ein niskokin lo le'karbonosav. Ein mekabim menu ha'karbonos ha'chi'inag isar ki yom shenog mem heter. So now the question is, so why is the Rambam paskin b'shasa yayin b'yom shalaknas? Makarosav makas marduz. V'zal abonan tzorachim godol. Poshet ha'pel otzim. Mamish ha'pel otzim. So, I would like now to do something that you will not agree with. I don't know how to get past this question unless I reinterpret the Braisa. The Braisa that says, Ein Niskokin Lo. What does that refer to? She'ela. When it says Ein Niskokin Lo, it refers to She'ela. That means if he comes to a Chochem and he wants the Chochem to be Matir Nidro, whether it's going to be through Pesach, well, it's going to be through Charata. So that's what the Bryson says over here. What's the din? Ein niskokin lo. Then you don't have any recourse to him. Ein niskokin lo till he's noeg iser ki yom shenog mem heter. However, if he came to bring karbanos, we accept those karbanos. We mekabel those karbanos from him. As long as yemei kabalas nezirusa passed, even though they passed by Isur, the Rambam says, Karbanos, you can't be Mekabel. Notice when it says, Ein Yiskokin Lo, they refer...
No, hey, Isur, but not Nazir.
Correct. Now, that's a bit of a chiddush, but that is, to me, the only maskana. I'm bothered by these Rambams for decades. I'm saying that when the Braisa says here, Ein Yiskokin Lo, what does that mean? Ein Yiskokolo means if you go to a Chochem to be Matin Neder and he uses the stratagems either of Harata or Pesach, so that's what the Braisa says, Ein Yiskokolo. He has to be Noeg Iser ki Yom Shenoag Bam Heter. He has no choice. However, if he comes to bring Karbanos, then the halacha is Mekablim. If the Yemei Kabbalos as Yerusha passed, even though they passed by Iser, you're allowed to be Mekabal Karbanos. Now, the problem is, what do I do with Tiglachat? So I saw another Rambam, I don't have it on me, but the Rambam Perches of Hilchos Naziris, paskins that Tiglachat is not Ma'akev. You have to say that. That's not the Yikuvah, and that's why, since the Naziris Daraisa already passed, that he already went through. And therefore, going back to the Rambam here in Halacha Yudalit, the Rambam is talking about, now I don't know if you agree with this next statement, that the Rambam Halacha Yudalev, when he says here, Ketzan, Harei, Shenodar Shoshim Yom, Noag Heter Benidu Asar Yomim, Noag Yisra Asim Yom, Lacha Shoshim Shoda Chocham, Yom Alo, Harei Zemona Asar Yomim, Yom Sheshov, Kenegad Asar Shenog Bem Heter, Vim Shosu Gileach, Onitba Asar Yom, Melo, Magras O Magras Badras. You have to say, the Rambam is talking about, he already brought Karbanos. Okay, it's not Mefurish. But that's the Pashup Shad Rambam. He already brought Karbanos. However, the only problem is that after he brings Karbanos, so what does it mean that he should be no egg? Now there's no kesher to the Zeros. So what does it mean? He's no egg, Isur, Kiyam Sha'abru, which is Midin the Zeros. Now there is no Nid the Zeros. So, and yet the Chacham still somehow impose a Knas. Ma'ab Shad Bezeh. So you're saying, even though as far as the zeros is concerned, it's already passé, but the knas is still there? That's what you're saying also. So basically, what comes out, there's a machlokas here between the Rambam and everybody else. That's really what emerges from this, or Rambam and Tosfos, I would say. The machlokas is whether b'mei haknas, are we mekabel, are we niskak l'korbanos avolo? During these days of knas. The Rambam says, ain't niskakon lo, that's only regarding what? Hataras nadeder. Ain't niskakon lo, as far as being matter the nadeder, then we say ain't niskakon lo. But outside of Hataras Neder, yes, Niskokin. And yes, Efshalom B'Karbonosa. You can, the way you put it in your inimitable fashion a moment ago. Tzvei Dinim. But I tell you honestly, once you bring Karbonos, so then the Nazirus is Nishlam. Obviously, the Nazirus is at that point over. And therefore, you can't, if you're going to drink wine, you're not going to get Malkus. You're only going to get Malkus Mardus. But Tosfos obviously holds no. Tosfos says, Ein Niskokin, Gam B'Karbonosa. Even the carbon that he thinks he's going to bring, we're not going to let him because he's a Nazir Daraisa. So now, going back to the Ravid, I would like to now reinterpret the Ravid in light of this. So what is the Ravid saying? That perhaps the Ravid also holds like the Shita of Tesis, not like the Rambam. B'mei HaKnas, the Aloch is Ein Niskak Lo Klal Lo Klal. During the days of Knas, you can't, you're not Niskak to him, even the Gabi Havas HaKarbonos. And that's apparently what the Ravid is being masked on the Rambam. Now, I don't know if this is embedded in his Lashon or not. You can disagree with me. He says, in bo lishol nidro, ein matirin lo nidro klal. What does he mean? He means once he's not bringing karbanos, he's a nazir gomor. He's a total nazir. If he's a total nazir, so then, of course, ein niskakon lo klal lo klal. Okay, you don't like that in the Lashon Ravid. I'm asking, that's a little bit a bit slightly forced in the Lashon HaRaibah. But that's how I'm reinterpreting this language of the Raibah. Now, if you look in the Kesher Mishneh and the Radvaz, they understood that the Raibah is not Cholik on the Rambam. The Raibah basically is explaining the Rambam. But still, I think you could explain even their positions, the Kesher Mishneh and the Radvaz. Because the Rambam is one word, as Rav Nisano pointed out correctly, and is Skokin Lo Klal. That word is really critical over here. I looked actually in the Frankel to see, he also has that language, has that Lashon. And basically, you might have erred, you might have thought mistakenly, erroneously, when the Rambam says, Ein Niskokin Lo Klal, it means Ein Niskokin Lo L'She'ela V'lo L'Havuat Karbonos. In neither area are we Niskak, do we have recourse to him. And Tosfos therefore comes, and so, I'm sorry, like Tosfos, and now comes the Rambam and says, no, when the Rambam says, Ein Niskokin Lo Klal, we have to make a split. Namely, we're being mechala between what and what. And it's kokon lo klal zon the gabi hataras haneder. But it's outside of that, namely, as far as haras karbonos, niskokim and niskokim. And that's what the Rambam Paskas here in Halacha Yudalit, that you only give him what? Makas Midas. But you don't give Malkus Haboyim. Why? Because they're talking about you already brought karbonos. Okay, and this is more or less what I came to the, there's over there. I'm sorry. I'll tell you honestly, I thought this is exactly the whole issue that they're arguing about. But whatever the case is, the Rambam has a big chiddush here in the Kabbalah Saramba. So I want to now go a bit further.
Rambam also doesn't happen to mention the Kabbalah at all.
That's correct. Okay, I told you I'm taking a few liberties. I don't think, though, I agree, it's not, that the Rambam does not, he doesn't present any position in terms of what we're talking about, but I think one can possibly interpret the Rambam in such a fashion. But what I'm interested is also, where did the Rambam get this idea? Where did the Rambam see in this Braisa here that only L'She'ela ain't this Kokolo? I don't think that's the Pashas of the Braisa at all. So look at it. Yeah. Why not?
It can't be multi, they say no. And then they tell him you have to keep another 10 days.
Correct.
But he'll just bring the
components
now anyway.
Correct. Lama lo. Why is it so strange to you? What?
Like
yeah, no one knows like that. That's for sure. But the question is he a Nazir or not?
So go wrong. They said, listen, you finish your Nazir's Daraisa.
Exactly. 100%. Period. Exactly. The Nazir's Daraisa is over. And now this is all that they, the Rabbanim plane.
Am I going to give you months, months until you die?
I told this to someone this morning, another very big Talmud Chacham, who says Daf Yomi like Rabbi Baum, and he also asked me that kasha. What Makas Madus? How long is this going on? It's Makas Madus.
There are two types of Makas Madus. There's Makas Madus for Akiva Mitzvah, and then there's one for.
You're wrong, Subis. Makas Nosach Shetetzi Nafsha. But you're not Mekayim Sukkah, Lula, whatever it may be. And the other? Is a Geder, a Siog? Okay, the only problem is, I say, the Brice is not mashma like this at all. I don't see where the Rambam came across. Now, if you look on the Rashi, the Mefari, sorry. Look at Daf Lamed Beis now, if you don't mind. If you have the, I think I Xeroxed that. Did I not?
Page 2,
thank you again. So look on page 2. I'm going to read the Brice here, maybe a bit more carefully, on Daf Lamed Beis. Actually, I see I did. So on Daf Lamed Beis here, the Gemara says, Mani Masnison. I'm reading on Daf. That's right, the top of the page. On top of the Daf Lamed Beis, Mani Masnison, the Gemara says, Lo Rab Yossi, Belo Rabbana. The Tanya, Misha Nodar, Ba'abal Nizibuso, Ain iskokin lo. Elam kain mona bem iser ki yom shenog bem heter. Rabbi Yossi omer dayo shalshim yom. That the knas is 30 days. So the Gemara says, "Hi rabbanan, kasha naziris muetis. Hi Rabbi Yossi, kasha naziris meruba." So, look at Mashi. Rashi, I don't fully grasp. Maybe I'm somehow missing something. Rashi is very marich. Okay, that's probably why it's not Rashi. It's a mafarish, but I'm missing something over here. So look in the. I'm going to read carefully the first 25 lines here, if you don't mind. I'll start from where the Gemara begins in Rashi. I'm mafarish, sorry. El mkei nog bem isa ki yom shenog bem heter. Shim kibel neziruso stam. Vosa mehem bitara asara yomim. So he kept it for 10 days. And now nitbo le mesem v'shasa yayin asara yomim acherim. Now he's in violation. Yachagel nisha lechochom. Ein omrim lo she'osem yimei yisar olu lo min aminin. Elo osa od chof yomim bitara. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayu Shalshim Yom, Mani Masisan, Irabonon, Kasha, Nazirus Muetes, the Il Masisan Tznan, Shime Isur, Olam Naminyan. That's the Mishnah. Kocha Tanino Dolo, you have an outright stira. Bahai Dikoma Nazirus Muetes, Lav dafka. Do I did not mean the zeros meruba? El I did lamatz in the minfich with Rabbi Yossi. Ela min the zeros meruba. That's the only kasha that you could ask on Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, nakanam the guy abon the zeros meruetes. And now I continue. Now comes the difficulty in these next rashis. I Rabbi Yossi kasha the zeros meruba. Dilu masisan tznan. Dafil kibul lo the zeros meruba shomer yom. Vasa mehem. Asara betara vasara beisur yachagel nishal tzorch laashim lo admeya vilu Rabbi Yossi omer hocha dedaya lamed yom so Rashi says then iba yisema Rabbi Yossi masisa benazirus meruba ubraisa benazirus muetis vachi kama Rabbi Yossi tanakama. You said out there with the monrem isuk yom shenag vem heter vime yisurin olam lo ben aminyon And Rashi quotes a long Tosefta. Just read that these three, four lines. V'alchi tanya b'tosefta, v'yasi yom v'adna amurim, dina isa ki yom shenag v'am heter, b'naziris mu'et es mari. Avo b'naziris meruba, im naza me yom, b'zilzel nun yom, daya sheningo isa shol shem. Kaimlon, dikol, bet dalal al, dikol be, what is that again? V'amed v'amurim, doesn't make any sense, okay? That's why I couldn't read it that way. I saw that also, but okay, the call, whatever this is, Eino El Lafarish, Kloma, the Tanakama Nami, the Haino Abadam, Nazirs Muretes Kamari, Dino Isa, Mishimori Kashu, Nazirs Muretes, the Masisa Mari Ben Nazirs Ruba, Nazirs Muretes, Utan Mishosh and Naza, Rab Yerzki, the Mefarish. I don't have a clue, right?
Anytime the question.
Okay, good. So, but it doesn't, it's not so, okay. Now that's smooth. I thought here in this Rashi that maybe, I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this either. That Rashi also explains the Braisa similar to what I just said now in the Rambam and the Rambam. That when it says Ein Niskokalo, what's that talking about? She'ela. Ein Niskokalo is regarding the question whether you can be Shoel on Nidra or not. So Rabbi Yossi says over here, Dayo She'in Hog Shloshim Yom. So now you're allowed to be Matir, afterwards, the Pesach, the Charota, whatever is necessary. Mashenkin from the Mishnah here, the Mishnah is Mashma, that only Yimei Isur is not Olalo B'cheshbon. But you are compelled to count Kol Yimei Kabbalasso. Otherwise, you can't be sure on the Yidro. So that's what the Gemara is asking here on Rabbi Yossi. Yir Abonin Kashin Aziz Muretis, Yir Rabbi Yossi Kashin Aziz Meruba. I'm suggesting that maybe the Gisa of the Rambam is the same as the Girsa of Rashi. The Gemara says here, there are different Girsas I saw. E Rabbonon Kashin Zirus Muetes. Vri Rab Yossi Kashin Zirus Meruba. And Taisis and Daf Lami Gimel of Mebeis, the Tanya has the opposite Girsa. I don't know if you saw the Taisis. Look on the bottom of Lami Gimel of Mebeis going on to the top of Lami Gimel of Mebeis. He has literally the opposite Girsa. You see where it says, Yiba Yisema, maybe you should read the first part to be fair. Look on the bottom, starting from the bottom. The Tanya, Misha Avraham Naziruso, Gagon Kibalov Nazirus Meir Yom, Bishasa Biyayin Shishim Yomim, Ubala Havi Karbonosav, and Nizkokonlo, the Havi Karbonos, the Ziruso, and Kemona Yisur, and Klomar, Shishim Yom, Kiyom Shinogam, Hetter Shasa Yayin, Abyasi Omer, Dayo Bishoshim Yom, Pir Shri, the Hod de Dayo, Im Kansile, Shoshim Yom, Shinoda Kuf Yom, So now comes the question. Now here's the opposite girsa that we just saw in both Rashi and the Rambam. Holy Gassin, Irabonon, Kashin Nazirus Meruba, Pirish, Afilo Meruba. The Bein Nazirus Meruba Gnon Kuf Yom, Kuf Yomim, Vishasa Bohem Yayin Sosu Ako, Ubein Nazirus Muretis Gom Lamid Yom, Vishasa Bez Yomim, Tzorak Linos Bez Yom Macher, Umasisa Mashma, Demon, Vishasa Noda, Klomar, Mikzas Yom Shinoda, Shaino Sosu Ako, Alavak Lamid Yom, Vilamid Yom Macher, Yavala, Vainanam Krab Yossi, Alvin Nazirus Muretis Kasha, Shafil Abyesi, Sosu Akulo, Umasisa Mashma Sholom and Aminion, Mamish, the opposite of the Gisa, the Rambam and Rashi. So it could be the Rambam will interpret the Braisa and the Gemara like Rashi. Means the Rambam has a mokar for his Shita. And Taisis, I guess, goes to Shitoso. They're cholik on the Rambam and Pshat in the Braisa in his Kokolo. What do you say?
This Rashi also has this idea of
Tumah. He does have it, that's correct.
I don't understand it.
What? Yeah, but I'm suggesting that perhaps that's right. The same girsa that that we have in correct.
The Rambam and Rash and Farsh have the same.
That's right. The opposite of Tesis. And the
Rosh.
And the opposite of Tesis and the Rosh, correct. They seem to line up here. Rashi with the Rambam and Tesis and the Rosh.
Does the Rosh understand the Tumah
Lemisim?
What's the
Tumah
doing
there?
A
bit of a
Pella. Chorev Yotomei Peshoi, Gege Tesis and the
Rosh. Right, that's correct.
Why
did you tell me to show you the one? Should be so called. Right. Should undo everything. Okay. I'm going to stop because I have to see somebody. I said, okay, this is one of the very convoluted sugyas that I came across in Nazir. It's not the first time I've seen this, but this Rabbi always puzzled me. Sin.